Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with us, especially our new friends. Actually, some of them are old friends because they remember when we were in Phoenix before. KFNN, AM 1510. We're glad to have you back and glad to have the Phoenix area and most of Arizona that great radio station covers. We're glad to have you back in our group. Thank you for letting us be part of your world again. Joanna Brandy is our guest. She's our good friend. Joanna is the customer care lady. She's an outstanding writer and speaker and trainer. She knows more about how to love up your customers than anybody I've ever known. She's the author of a number of books, including Building Customer Loyalty and Winning at Customer Retention. She's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thanks for inviting me back. I'll be out in Arizona a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. Say hello to all our friends
out there. Arizona is a great state. Joanna, one of the things that I, besides the fact that you're a really cool lady and very smart, one of the reasons that I like for you to be with us is because you help us understand that most important member of our organization, the customer. And Tom Asacker was on the show in the previous hour, and he was talking to us about branding, and he was saying that you've got to be able to understand how your brand is being received if you're going to be successful with it. And he was saying, imagine that you're out there as a customer looking in, and you're asking yourself this question: what's in it for me? And the answer to that question by that customer is the key to your success. And I know that's the kind of thing that you talk about is how we make that customer when they say what's in it for me. You're one of the people who helps us make sure that when that question gets answered, it's answered positively.
Well, I like his definition of branding, and I would add to that, if I may, that the brand is the experience that the customer can count on getting consistently from the company.
Repeatable.
So it's not just how you look or how they perceive you before interacting with you. Your brand actually has to do with the service that you deliver, the customer experience.
Mm-hmm. The little companies I think about that do so well with their small business brands, they actually don't even tell people how great they are. They just are great.
Absolutely. And they're not only great, they're great consistently. And I think that's the word.
Mm-hmm. Repeatable.
So I can count on, if I'm doing business
right?
with you, I can count on you to deliver a consistent level of positive experience for me every time I deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
The positive experience may look a little different each time, because one day I may be dealing with your accounting department, another day I may be dealing with your salesperson, another day I may be dealing with your service person, but the quality of that experience and what I'm left with, either a positive feeling or a negative feeling, is the experience, and that's what brands your company, not
exactly
whether or not your logo matches your truck.
Right, exactly, or how your jingle sounds, or how your commercial looks dancing across the television screen or sounds on the radio.
I think the consistency in communication is important. We don't want to confuse customers by making our website look different than our storefront or our trucks or our uniforms or any of those other things. Mm-hmm. I do believe that visually we need to have a certain level of consistency, but I think the most important consistency comes in the quality of how we're treated as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. What about, speaking of that person, what about when that person is a little grumpy? What do we do when maybe it's not our fault, but maybe it is? I mean, you said something about making sure that we're consistent. The truth is, Joanna, none of us are perfect. I mean, I seek excellence, you seek excellence, but we can't deliver perfection. All we can try to do is deliver excellence. But that means that sometimes maybe we're not going to quite hit the mark. And either that makes a customer grumpy and we have an opportunity to redeem ourselves with them, or maybe they're just grumpy and there's not anything we can do about it. How do we deal with those people? You know, they wake up and they say, I'm grumpy today and I deserve this and I'm going to be this way all day.
And you know, some people do that.
Yeah.
Some people do that. I actually had a, my company is virtual, so everybody that works for me lives pretty far away. So when we have a staff meeting, we get on the telephone to do it. And for the first time ever the other day, I started off the meeting by saying, the customer care coach is crabby today. Because part of our value system is also, you know, to be authentic and to acknowledge our feelings. And I, rather than, you know, go through the meeting with sort of a bad attitude, I figured, let me put it out there and see what happens. And it really was quite astonishing. Because
I like the fact that what you said was, forewarned is forearmed. Stand by, Joanna. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back. We got more to come from our good friend, Joanna Brandy. We're going to talk about how to deal with these crabby, grumpy customers. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in our show straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is one of our top home-based business experts. And also after that, we're going to be visiting with Gerald Salente. And Gerald wants to help us continue with our what I call our honest debate about jobs. What's really happening to jobs in the United States and around the world? And Gerald's got some good perspectives on that. Gerald is actually one of our futurists in our brain trust. And so it's really going to be a lot of fun. He's not an economist, folks. He's a futurist. So this is going to be an interesting take on as we continue our honest debate about jobs. And then after that, we're going to be having our regular visit, our weekly visit with Joan Pride, who's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, as we get her to tell us a little bit about what Kiplinger has to say is going on in the world. And then let me remind you, on Friday, Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA, is going to be back on the show. Looking forward to getting Hector back on. He's a great guy, and I know you'll enjoy hearing from him. Joanna Brandy is our guest. And Joanna, give us your website, please.
That's CustomerCareCoach.com.
CustomerCareCoach.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. Actually, mostly information about our eMastery course.
Yeah.
I have a strong belief that, because you know I believe in customer caring, not customer service, and I think there's a difference. Customer service is a job, but customer caring, in my book, is a craft.
It's a way of life,
isn't it? Something you want to continue to improve on over time. So we have a 40-week program designed for small businesses that gives you one lesson a week that you can use or you can give your customer service manager to do. And that lesson, that teaches a manager, number one, to be a better manager, a better leader, and to take better care of their customers with all of our customer care principles.
And you can find that at her website, folks, and check that out when you get a chance. But what is it? What do you teach? How do you teach people to deal with these crabby, grumpy customers?
Well, the first thing I do is tell them to take a deep breath. I sincerely do that.
To tell the customer to take,
to happen.
Joanna, to take, tell the customer to take a deep breath or the employee to take a deep breath?
I tell the employee to take a deep breath because what tends to happen when we're faced with a crabby or angry customer is we tend to become defensive. And when we become defensive, we make the interaction worse. If we can take a deep breath and shortcut that natural inclination to defend ourselves, which just comes from the fight or flight syndrome,
it's physiological. Natural. Yeah, it is natural.
Yeah. Physiological, and when we begin to understand that, we can shortcut it by, you know, saying to ourselves mentally, this is not about me. I'm not going to take this personally. You know, this person's obviously having a bad day. Boy, I wonder why they feel so badly. Mm-hmm. If when you come to it with that kind of an attitude and you set your intention, and I think this is an important thing to remember, you set your intention to turn the situation around, to set your intention to being as kind and as helpful as possible, rather than what we normally see is, oh, how do I get this creep out of here?
Joanna, when you
set your intention on being kind and being conscious and being present in the relationship, it is so easy to turn it around.
Joanna, one of my favorite stories that I like to tell about my evolution, my growth in as a marketplace professional, was way back when I was very early 20s, maybe just barely 20. I started, you know, I would meet people who were kind of hateful and grumpy, and it wasn't that they were grumpy today. It was that they were that way all the time. And because I'd wait on them more than one time, I'd take care of them more than once, and I'd know about them, and my first inclination was to go away from people like that, to leave them alone. But I was working on commission in those days. I was putting my way through college in those days on commission, and so I said, wait a minute, I can't afford to rule anybody out. I can't afford to discriminate against anybody. I got to be able to make commission on everybody. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to learn how to take care of these people. And you know what I learned? And I didn't know I was going to learn this. What I found out was the better I got at neutralizing their grumpiness or whatever it was, the better I was at getting through to them and taking care of them. Once I got to that point, they were customers for life. I couldn't run them off.
Absolutely. Because you took the time to do it. Some people don't build rapport easily. And if a customer happens to be one of those people who doesn't build rapport easily themselves, and who makes it difficult for anyone to build rapport with them, they don't have a lot of friends.
Right.
So when you take the time to understand them and to pay attention to them and to give them what they need, which very often is just a little bit of your heartfelt attention, not only do they turn around, they do become more loyal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think the other thing we have to understand is what makes customers crabby in the first place. When I was up in New York last week, I went shopping with my mom to a favorite little Italian store that we go to. But it's in a shopping center where you can hardly ever find a parking space. Now, I have good parking karma, so I set it in my mind ahead of time and say, I'm going to get a space right in front of the store. And because I expect it, I usually get it. But every once in a while, it doesn't work as well as it should. And when I can't find a parking space and have to go all the way to the back of the lot and come around the front, by the time I get into the store, I have a little bit of an attitude. And I think we have to pay attention to what makes the customers crabby. Maybe it was finding a space in your lot. Maybe it was not being able to find what they needed in your lot. Or maybe your windows are dirty. Or maybe when they walked into your establishment, no one lifted their head to greet them. I mean, I think we have to begin to think about, is there anything that we're doing that contributes to that customer being crabby?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Or maybe
something
that was done yesterday. Maybe it's not what you're doing right in front of them. It may be something somebody else did yesterday in your own company. Stand by, Joanna. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with more to come after these messages with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. We're back at 7 till. Mr. Robert Cray on guitar there, on blues guitar. He's the best. Joanna Brandy is our guest, and she's the best too, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best I know of at helping us make sure that we take care of our customers, that we love them up, even when they're grumpy, right, Joanna?
Even when they're grumpy, especially when they're grumpy.
That's when they need extra love. That's when they need extra love, don't they?
You know what? And that's really what it is. And what's so interesting right now is that, you know, there's a new field called positive psychology, and they're doing all kinds of tests about what happens when someone's in a positive mood. And in fact, when we give a little bit of kindness to someone, we actually raise their serotonin levels. In other words, the happy hormones that make us feel good, the serotonin, the thing that our body produces when we have a lot of carbs, which is why people like them so much,
right.
That feel-good feeling, we can actually elicit that in someone by delivering a little bit of kindness and caring. And the bonus to that is when we do that for someone else, our serotonin levels go up too.
Can I stop you for a second? And don't we remember when that happens? Isn't that kind of a mile marker in our mind for us? Isn't that the experience, the feeling that you talked about at the beginning of our visit?
That's exactly right.
Isn't that the ding and branding?
Well, that's it. That's the ding in branding, because that when you have a physical, remember, every time you interact with a company, you have a physiological experience in your body. So when that physiological experience is good, when you've shown me a little kindness and caring, and I actually get that serotonin rush in my body, ding, I mean, you know, I'm going to remember that, absolutely.
And if you know that that person's name was Sue, and that's Sue is the one that gave you those serotonins, and the next time you need what Sue sells, you just read an ad or heard an ad that said that what Sue sells can be found somewhere else for a dollar less. Are you going to go with that? It's a dollar less. Or are you going to say, no, wait a minute, Sue won't be there?
Yeah, because you can't put a price on that good feeling you got.
That ding is valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That ding turns into cha-ching.
So what we've got now, folks, is we've got the motivation for getting them ungrumpy and for dealing with them. But tell us a little bit more about how to do that, Joanna. How do we get them? Maybe we can't solve their problems, but we make them have a good experience. How do we do that?
Well, I think the first thing to making them have a good experience is to taking away all the other distractions we have and putting our total attention on them. Being present. The gift of your presence is the most important thing you can give to any other human being. So there is some startling statistics out there that Gallup did a survey last year or the year before about company cultures, and he said that only 26% of people in organizations are actually engaged with their work. 55% are not engaged, and 19% are actively disengaged. So I think we have to start with engagement, you know. I think we have to start with showing up. The first step is to show up. Be present. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by any other thing when you're dealing with a customer. Simply be present for that customer.
Woody Allen said 80% of life is just showing up.
Yeah, I know. Well, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it, though? And that's the first step, to just be conscious. The second one is to listen very carefully to what the customer is saying. And then let the customer know you've heard them by paraphrasing what they say and acknowledging it back to them. You know, sometimes it's not that complicated because, you know, sometimes the customer's not angry or upset. They're just merely crabby. And that just might be a greeting. And very often, if a customer doesn't hear that they want to communicate with you, you can very subtly communicate back with them by, you know, getting into the same breath pattern that they're using. That's one way of building rapport. Putting your, you know, mirroring some of their body movements, not mimicking, but mirroring some of their body movements. Mm-hmm. If they've got their arms crossed, in a very famous closed position,
right.
Cross your arms and have a conversation with them from that place.
That's funny. You know, Joanna, I'm just imagining a customer and an employee crossing their arms with each other. But you know, one of the things, I work for Sears.
You can cross your fingers. It's not quite as obvious. You know, it's a subtle way. That's generally what I'll do, especially when I'm doing a workshop and I see that they've got a couple of people in the room that are still resisting being there and they've got their arms crossed and their eyebrows are sort of knit together. I won't cross my arms specifically because, that's a little obvious.
The good thing about crossing your fingers is...
I will put my hands together and I will interlace my fingers.
The good thing about crossing your fingers is you won't make a fist.
Well, I don't usually do that.
I know. You're too nice, Joanna. You're too nice. But I tell you what, Joanna, we always have more to talk about than we have time.
No.
A talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. That means we have to go. It's too early, though, but we'll have you back again soon, as we always will, as we now are in our 7th year together, Joanna, and we appreciate you for that.
7 years?
Yeah. Give us your website quickly.
We're going to have to go celebrate.
Give us your website quickly.
CustomerCareCoach.com.
Thanks, Joanna. See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.